Hey, good morning. Here on this Tuesday, I'm Sam Speck on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we're joined over the phone by the Kansas State Attorney General, Derek Schmidt. Derek, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Perfect. I'm glad that we got you all squared away here on this Tuesday morning. A couple of notes that I definitely wanted to get to as well as you. I had received your press release within the email this morning, so we will hit on that as well. But something that came across my desk here as we, again, are speaking with the Kansas Attorney General, Derek Schmidt. Your thoughts, really, before we dive deep into the expanding and the enforcement memorial up there in Topeka. Now, I kind of wanted to hit on your thoughts on the repeal, the authority of the Secretary of State to prosecute criminal cases of voter fraud. Now, real quick, for our listeners and things like that, I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think once the new Secretary of State sworn in January, it would be the right thing to do for the legislature to sort of roll back the authority that was granted 4 years ago. And I'm quick to say, it's important that we keep the authority to prosecute criminal voter fraud if it's done by county or district attorneys, which is where 99.9% of the criminal cases in this case are prosecuted, or if it's done by our office, the Attorney General's office. We do the other criminal prosecution in the state. But I just don't see the need going forward to continue to have a third entity, the Secretary of State, maintain a criminal prosecution authority specifically for that type of crime and for the relatively small numbers of those cases that there are. And one thing that's changed since the legislature adopted that authority 4 years ago, at the Attorney General's office, we have established a Fraud and Abuse Litigation Division. We have a group of full-time professional prosecutors that do nothing but anti-fraud prosecutions. And so they could easily absorb the relatively small number of voter fraud cases. It's much more efficient. You don't maintain an extra piece of government just to do that.
It's two guys doing the same thing. And like you had said, you've got, a branch of your office working tirelessly of these certain types of things and could absolve that. So I thank you. I appreciate you kind of hitting on that. You know, it was just something that had kind of gotten across. And for, people who are, obviously concerned about what they're paying for within the government, that, that may be something that they're concerned about, considering, like you said, it would be two different branches doing the same job. Respectively, obviously, but you can kind of slim that down and into your office here. So, again,
well, and I had a great discussion with the incoming Secretary of State about a week ago, Scott Schwab from Johnson County. We talked about this subject along with several others, and he agrees that the Secretary of State's office is not constructed to be a criminal investigation or prosecution office. They're very good at running elections. When they see something that's amiss that might be criminal, they ought to refer that to us or to a criminal law enforcement agency. But he certainly agrees he doesn't want a criminal prosecution shop within the state's elections office.
Yeah, exactly. And like you had said, respectively, they do a great job with the votes. And, we've got it taken care of within the AG's office, and it's something that you guys could absolve with that as well. So, again, speaking with the Kansas State Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, here. Now, Derek, I've got this press release here about your guys's to announce plans to expand the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial.
Yeah, this is a project we've been working on sort of quietly for many months. We just went public with it yesterday. We're really excited about it. Some of your listeners know that on the northeast corner of the Statehouse grounds in Topeka is the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial. It bears the names of all 281 officers who have been killed in the line of duty over the course of the history of our state of Kansas. And sadly, it's running out of space. Only 39 spaces remain. We already know we're going to have to add three names this coming year at the annual ceremony because we've lost three officers this year. And even in years that, fortunately, no officer is killed in the line of duty, we're still frequently adding names because there's always ongoing historical research to find the names of officers who died in the line of duty in Kansas many, many years ago before good records were kept. And so 39 spaces, the need for more space is foreseeable. So we've been working on getting the expansion plans drawn up. That's done. Getting them approved. That's done. And importantly, raising the money in order to pay for the expansion. The expansion is about $500,000 project. And we're very close. We have about $425,000 raised. We hope to have the remaining $75,000 raised within the next few weeks, certainly by early in the year. And the goal is to be able to let the contracts and have construction on the expansion start immediately after the annual ceremony at the memorial in May.
Yeah. And you had mentioned, again, a good percentage of the $500,000 has been, you know, taken care of by major donors and things like that. It puts a huge burden out of the way with that as well. And obviously, who were kind of the major ones that were towards this project as well? And what did the project also, did it just kind of add some more bricks to the outer ring, or is it upkeep, or what does that money go towards?
Yeah, the expansion, it really has three elements to it. It's going to add an outer ring. It's a circular monument now, and there'll be an outer ring added around it. So that's where we get the additional space. There also is going to be additional lighting, which may not sound like much, but I've seen the renditions of it. It's really very dignified. They're going to be adding a scalable blue LED lighting. Blue, of course, is a law enforcement color, and so that's going to make the monument much more accessible in the evening hours when sometimes, especially in good weather, people are around out and about visiting the State House in Topeka. And then the third element, there's a new digital presence for the monument, a new website, but it's really very good. In fact, I'd invite your listeners to go check it out. It's at www.KansasLawEnforcementMemorial.com, KansasLawEnforcementMemorial.com. Obviously a long name, but easy to remember. And that has several features on it that are really going to improve the experience for Kansans or others who choose to visit the memorial. It has images, pictures. It has a page on there that talks about the design, the proposed expansion, chance to donate online if folks want to. But in a more permanent sense, it has biographies, photos when available, of every officer who's been lost in the line of duty in Kansas whose name appears on the memorial. And when the expansion is done, or it'll all be numbered. They are not today, but they will be numbered. And those numberings then will correspond with the searchable information on the website. So if you want to go find Officer Jones, and you have a smartphone, and you're standing at the State House grounds at 10 p.m. At the memorial, you can pull up the website, search for Officer Jones, and it'll tell you, here's who he is, here's his information, here's his picture, and his name appears on panel, let's say, 14. So it really, I think, will be a very good addition. I might note, I looked it up before we came on this morning, there are 6 Montgomery County officers whose names appear on the memorial today. Fortunately, we've not lost any in recent years. The most recent was killed in the line of duty near Elk City in 1937. That was the Montgomery County undersheriff. There are also, in addition to him, are 2 Caney officers, 2 Coffeyville officers, and a Cherryvale officer whose names appear on the memorial. And all that information is available on the website if anybody wants to look it up and read about them.
What a cool, you know, additive to have to it, because obviously it's a humbling moment to just be there. I've been in a couple of areas, whether it's a national, whether it be a national funeral grounds or you know, down at a site where a national tragedy may have happened. And these are just kind of the areas that are humbling, and to have extra information or to have that extra added insight to it is very cool. And I think that's something very, you know, very neat. Now, you had mentioned as well, anybody out there, you said you got major donors that's taken a good chunk of the price tag off of it, but anybody out there, even if it's $5, $10, can get a donation in.
Yeah, and we welcome that. You know, we want to have as broad participation in making this expansion of the memorial happen as possible, as Kansans want to. Folks can find information on how to donate on the website, like I said, at KansasLawEnforcementMemorial.com. Gives the address if you want to mail a check, or you can donate online. And by the way, the company that is built and is hosting the website for us is eating all of the credit card fees for these donations. So if you give $10 online, $10, the full $10, will go to the memorial project. The fees for the credit card processing will be paid separately by somebody else. And so, we hope that we'll get across that additional $75,000 threshold pretty quickly. One of the things that we also kicked off yesterday, because we think the symbolism is really appropriate, the law enforcement community in Kansas really is a tight-knit community. There are about 8,000 officers, more or less, in the state. And, we think it would be very appropriate if the law enforcement community itself was instrumental in carrying this project across the finish line. So working with a number of the law enforcement groups, we launched the Law Enforcement Challenge for fundraising to finish the project. And we're asking every law enforcement agency in the state, every police department, every sheriff's office, other agencies that employ officers, to help by raising $10, contributing $10 for every officer they employ. So if it's a four-officer small police department in western Kansas, by the way, about two-thirds of our 400 law enforcement agencies in the state have five or fewer sworn officers, so many, many will be small. If they can raise $40, $10 per officer, then they can have some ownership, if you will, in making this project a reality.
Yeah. And again, like you had mentioned, rightfully so as well, because by any grace of God that their name ends up over there, you know, it's a memorial that is for remembering those who have fallen within it. And at the same time, you know, you don't ever want to contribute towards your name ever being there. But at the same time, it's for those who have already fallen, for those who will, in the foreseeable future. And again, like you had mentioned, we added three names to that list this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of serving as Attorney General now for almost 8 years. It'll be 8 years in January. And in that time, we've lost 10 Kansas officers in the line of duty, eight by gunfire, one run down by an automobile, and one died of a heart attack while on duty. And, you know, every one of those breaks your heart. I've gotten to know some of those families very well, and I know many, many Kansans are grateful for that kind of service.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And again, it isn't just only for the remembrance of it either. It is for the full circle of what they do on an everyday basis, the danger that they put themselves in as well. And again, you know, easy ways to donate as well. And Derek probably give that tag again of that website that you can go on and check out, as well as the new, you know, media places that you can, whether you're up by the State House grounds and checking that out as well. You can do all of those little biography, you know, research as well. So what was that website that you had mentioned?
Yeah, I hope folks will check it out. It's www.KansasLawEnforcementMemorial.com.
Perfect, perfect. Now, again, speaking with the Kansas State Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, over the phones this morning on the law enforcement memorial organizations, as we plan to expand those enforcement memorials up there. So, Derek, we hit on some major notes as well as on your thoughts on the voter fraud and how it should be absolved just completely by the AG's office as well as the other, you know, organizations. Any other final notes that you wanted to get out to our listeners from your office?
Well, I just wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving and hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday with family or friends or whoever you're able to gather with, and we certainly wish you well.
Well, and with that as well, Derek, we do wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and we will check in with you in about a month or so, and again, hopefully you have a good Thanksgiving and a good couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's, again, Attorney General Derek Schmidt. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.